Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome nationally syndicated radio host and best-selling author, Dave Ramsey.
This is probably one of the most important sessions we are going to have, because this is where we have the opportunity to take all the things we teach you, from investments to saving to getting out of debt, all the different things, that the elements of financial peace, and this is where you put clothes on them and walk them down the street. This is the dreaded budget lesson. Ooh. That's great. It's a cash flow plan, okay? It's a spending plan. So turn to your workbooks in the cash flow planning lesson, and let's look at that for a few minutes. Zig Ziglar says it well. He says, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. So what I want you to think about here is, all we're doing with money is we are going to tell it what to do. One of the best quotes on budgeting I've ever heard is from John Maxwell. John Maxwell said, a budget or a cash flow plan is simply people telling their money what to do instead of wondering where it went. How many times have we all had that V8 moment at tax time? When you go through the taxes and you go, We made $68,000. Where did the $68,000 go? You know what I'm talking about? You have that money. Or you get a large deposit, maybe a commission check or a bonus check. Or one time Sharon and I received an inheritance from a relative that passed away. And, you know, we had spent that inheritance 62 times before we got it, right? You know what I mean? And then when it came, we still don't know where it really went. We had all these plans, all this scamming and scheming going on, and none of it actually turned out that way. And I think the reason is that money has some philosophical properties to it, if you will, that you have to understand if you want to win with it. The first one is that money is active. Money moves all the time. That's why they call it currency. It flows, okay? It has its own life. And I'll tell you this, you will either learn to manage money or the lack of it will always manage you. Don't miss that. That was good. You will either learn to manage money and choose to do so, or the lack of it will always manage you. Money is active. It's moving. All the money comes in, all the money goes out. Only the names are changed to protect the innocent. Almost as if we were the federal government, you know? Like we didn't have a plan. Just, it goes straight through there. Dr. Stephen Covey says in his fabulous book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and if you've not read that, you need to, the number one habit of people who are highly effective is that they are proactive. They happen to things. Everything doesn't happen to them. They decide to be in attack mode rather than victim mode. Perpetually. That's the deal with money. You will either pounce on it and tell it what to do, or it will leave you and go to someone else who is managing it. It's a universal law. Money flows from those who do not manage it to those who do. So what we're talking about here is you need to do the written cash flow plan. Now let me just tell you, this budgeting thing, this cash flow plan thing, this handling money thing, this whole idea of capturing something that we've never bothered to impact before, it's a new thing, and it's going to happen by degrees. You're not going to start from never having bothered to being an expert in one day, are you? Most people in America today wander through life like Gomer Pyle on Valium. They wake up at retirement and go, Shazam, I'm broke. And if we suddenly wake you from that trance and go, okay, you're not an instant expert. It takes practice. And my mother used to say, practice makes
perfect.
Yeah, Yeah, you know the drill. I remember one time when the first time we made money, before we went broke, we decided we were going to be cool and go snow skiing. Because that's what we knew that some of the rich people that we knew did. They went snow skiing. So I called my travel agent and I said, where do the cool people go to be snow skiers? And she said, well, if you're really cool and you're going to spend the big bucks, you go to Aspen or Vail because that's where they charge the most. And so I said, well, let's start at the top of the alphabet. We'll start at Aspen. I said, what else do the cool people do? And she said, well, they book a condominium at the foot of the slope so you can ski in and ski out. You wouldn't want to have to walk if you were cool. I said, okay, well, book us a condominium. So she booked us a condominium at the foot of Aspen Mountain. Now, we've never been skiing. We fly out there, land, go to the ski shop. We're renting our skis. And I said, well, we're beginners. Get us really good equipment so because we want to learn. And he said, well, where are you skiing? And I said, Aspen Mountain. He started laughing. I said, what's wrong? He said, well, you don't know about skiing, do you? And I said, no. I have a nice condominium. I'm cool. At the bottom of the slope. And he said, well, you can't use it. I said, what do you mean? He said, Aspen Mountain is an expert double black diamond mountain only. You will fall down it. You will not ski down it. You will have to go down the road and ride the bus. I said, cool people don't ride the bus. So here we go with our skis on the bus to Buttermilk Mountain. Sounds fairly innocuous to me. But no! So we go up there, brand new snow skiers. You know, they get you up on this little slope about 4 feet high, right? And then they make you do the most uncoordinated thing, and you knock-kneed pigeon-toed, right? You snow plow down this thing. Some of you know what I'm talking about, right? Really felt uncoordinated. And I finally got to the bottom. I'm like, yes, Rocky is skiing. Yes. Didn't fall 4 feet down. Yes. And then they graduated us up to the rope slope. You know what that is? It's where one of those ropes is running up through there. It doesn't stop. And you will grab hold, you'll get to the top whether you're standing or not. When you get, you know, it's like, woomba, right? You know the drill, right? And once we graduated from the rope slope, they took us to the bunny slope. Now that sounded very sweet and pink and flowery. This was a very large bunny. And come to find out, the truth about the bunny slope is that you're not there to learn to ski, you're there to learn to ride the chairlift. Because that's the biggest mistake beginner skiers make, is they fall off the chairlift or their equipment does. So all along under the chairlift up the bunny slope is equipment and spouses, you know, right? So we get on, we manage to keep all of our equipment, we're riding up the chairlift. I'm going, Sharon, we did it, we're cool, we're ready. And about the time we thought we had it all together, we looked and there was a problem developing at the top. As the skiers were getting off, they were piling up. I said, Sharon, we got to have a plan. I don't want to be in that. You're on the ride, honey. You go wide right and stop. I'll go wide left and stop, and then we'll be okay. But we got to dodge the pile. Let's have a plan. Tips up, because you don't want to like have your tips catch, and you go, boom, you know, right? So we got our tips up. We're ready to go, and we get up there. I go wide left. She goes wide right. She never stopped. She never snow plowed. She just pointed them right at the restaurant. Nothing I can do about it. She's just gone, right? I mean, I can't catch her. I'm just, whoa! And I told the instructor, I said, my wife left. He said, well, she'll slow down when she hits it. It's okay, you know. So it took us an hour to get to the bottom. She's like, where y'all been? You know? We finally get down there. Well, we skied all day on the bunny slope. And finally, years later, we learned to ski the greens, the easy slopes on Buttermilk Mountain. And then we later the blues, which are the intermediate. Nowadays, after we've been skiing for many, many years, it's the blacks. But we didn't start out on Aspen Mountain, did we? We learned this by degrees. We started on the 4 foot slope. Some of you didn't start out budgeting. And so you're going to mess it up for a little while. Just don't quit. When you fall, get back up. You're going to fall. You're going to make mistakes. I make mistakes, and I've been doing it for many, many years, okay? I teach it, and I make mistakes, so it's okay. We're going to make some mistakes. You're going to fall down, dust the snow off, and keep going.